On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, guys? JP Finley here. I am in Indianapolis. If you're a good listener, you know that already. Here for the NFL Scouting Combine. I want to give you guys the full audio of Doug Williams' interview with the DC Media Group. There's a number of us that were in there, and I want to make sure I say everybody's name. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I apologize to that person. Along with myself, Craig Hoffman, John Kime, Matt Paris, Kim Martin, Kareem Copeland, Steve Zarda, and Jake King Schreifels. I hope I'm saying that right. I know Jake. He's a good dude. We're all in there. It was a group interview, and Doug was really good. He answered every question. We kind of had as much time as we wanted or needed with him. Doug is always, one, gracious with his time, and two, yeah, Doug's kind of funny, man. It's tough because not everybody knows Doug that well, but really good dude, really smart man. Certainly the takeaway, you'll hear it. The questions I asked right at the beginning of this presser were what I found to be the most important. Just what the hell is going on with Kirk Cousins? Is a franchise tag actually in play? Doug shuts that down pretty quick. You guys will hear what he says. So Doug won't talk about the Alex Smith trade, and unfortunately he can't. We're not going to get any actual word about Alex Smith until March 14th when the new league year starts and the trade becomes official. I believe the Redskins haven't done big press conferences in a while for new free agents, that kind of thing. If I had to guess, there will be one for Alex Smith. I think the organization wants to do two things. I think they want to let Alex Smith talk to the fans, and I think that will really be turning the page on the whole Kirk Cousins situation. Another interesting tidbit from the Doug conversation is I asked him about Zach Brown. Doug says the team has made an offer to Zach Brown, and they're waiting to hear back from Zach Brown and his crowd. That is interesting. I think I have heard, I've been telling you guys for over a month now that the Redskins have been talking with Zach Brown's representatives. That is true. Now, how close they are on a deal, I think, remains to be seen. Zach is looking to get paid. I don't know if the Redskins have gotten to where he wants to go. All along, I've told you the number for Zach is $20 million guaranteed, and you can make that structure look a lot of different ways. Josina Anderson had a report that Zach Brown wants to be paid like a top three linebacker in the NFL, and that's when you're starting to talk about some serious cash, especially on an annual value. It's interesting. One thing to keep in mind is that annual value of a contract is terrific, but the thing that really matters is the guaranteed figure, and that's the money they're going to get. So keep that in mind. Lastly, Sua Cravens, we talked about that. Here's what I can tell you about Sua Cravens. I know I reported this on Twitter. Hopefully you follow me, JP Finley, NBCS. The Redskins and the Broncos are in trade negotiations for Sua Cravens. That does not mean a deal will get done. But one thing to keep in mind, the Broncos have a ton of draft picks. They have 2 third-round picks. One of those is a compensatory. They have 2 fourth-round picks, 2 fifth-round picks. And here's another nugget I learned today out in Indianapolis from a source, is that the Broncos had a first-round grade on Sua Cravens during the 2016 NFL draft and scouting process. They like Cravens. John Elway likes him. So is that enough to move this thing? We will find out. But lastly, listen to what they say about the running backs. That's going to be pretty interesting. I know a lot of you are curious what will happen at running back, and Doug has some good stuff to say. Enjoy the interview. We will be back Friday morning, certainly, maybe even Thursday night. We're going to keep the podcast coming. The momentum is real, folks. You're a part of it. Thanks for listening.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
All right, Doug, can we talk a little bit about the Alex Smith acquisition?
What acquisition it is.
Where are you? Are we going to be able to discuss this?
Whatever's going to happen, you know, we won't know, actually, and we can't talk about whatever might happen until after it happens. And, you know, it's too early to even talk about that because you never know.
All right, well, then, since we're not talking about other quarterbacks, where do things stand with Kirk Cousins?
He's a free agent for sure. And actually, I saw Schaefer and his agent talking today down in the lobby, you know. But a lot of it depends on, you know, which way they want to go. And I think everybody has pretty much heard what might go down and what could go down and what have you. But I don't know how much more talking that they can do at this point.
And saying that he's a free agent for sure, does that mean another franchise tag is not in play?
I don't think so. But you know what? It's not too late. But we hadn't really talked about that. I think the media had come up with those scenarios more than what we've talked about. Because I can't remember one meeting that we've talked about a possibility of tagging him.
I understand you can't talk specifics, but as you approach the offseason with theoretical stability at quarterback, does that change how you guys are looking at this as opposed to the past 3 years?
Well, you know, the draft is coming up. Colt McCoy is a pretty good quarterback. And, you know, Colt can do a lot of things that Kurt has done. With Stephen Marr, the only other guy on the thing, with the draft coming up, you never know what might not happen.
With Kirk, obviously, you know, hypothetically moving on from him, what's the decision behind wanting to explore a different direction?
Well, you got to look at it from the standpoint, you know, Kirk has been there for, 6 years, and I'm sure there's been an opportunity that deals could have been worked out. It hadn't been worked out. As a team, you got to always put yourself in position in case what might not happen. We can't afford to let come to the 12th hour and decide that, you know, Kirk decide not to come back or what have you and leave us with the bag. You know, we got to make a decision that's best for the organization, and whatever decision we make or make or what have you, that's what we got to live with.
Going into the draft, what's the kind of balance you see balancing between best player available and, you know, maybe some immediate help with plugging a specific hole?
Well, I think the most important thing is going to happen in the next couple of weeks. That's free agent, number one. I think what free agent does for us, and we just finished that meeting last week, give us an opportunity to try to plug some holes and give us a little more relaxation during the draft. You know, if we can pick up some people that we've kind of identified in free agent, and if we're able to sign some of those guys, I think it takes the pressure off the draft, and it puts you in a position to draft the best available player because you're not drafting for need.
Do you feel like you guys are in a position to spend big on potentially on a singular free agent, or is it more of spreading that around to multiple players?
Well, I think you got to say what is big. You know, sometimes if you look around, big might not be better. You know, if you take the final four teams that was in the NFL playoff this year, when you look at the three quarterbacks and Brady, you know, all those guys got to the dance. One of them finally got to the big dance. It was kind of like going to an NCAA tournament and you got North Carolina and three schools from the SWAC. You know, if you compare him to quarterbacks, that's basically what it was. But at the end of the day, it's about the team, the people around you. I think we got a pretty good team. So I don't know whether we had to go out and spend big just to say we spend big.
Speaking of free agents, what's the latest with Zach Brown, your own free agent?
He is free. You know, and we made Zach off a long time ago, and we're just waiting on Zach more or less than anything. You know, no, we hadn't heard anything, so it's basically up to them to start the negotiation part. You know, free agent, when you come to free agent, it is negotiation. You know, we can give them whatever number that we would like to give out there, but if we don't get any numbers back, that's not negotiating.
Is it the same?
Another guy, Bashaud Breeland, at one point before the hypothetical deal, looked like corner wasn't as great a need. Maybe it is now. Do you see maybe a bigger push to bring a guy like Breeland back?
Well, he is free, and I don't know. You know, we've talked to him a little bit, but we hadn't talked a lot. And, of course, you know, we lost a nickel guy, more of a nickel guy, not so much a corner, you know, with Fabian and you know, Dunbar, Josh, and we got Hosey. You know, every team try to have at least five decent corners. And I think we're going to be able to address that either in the free agency or a young draft guy in the draft. We don't know.
Is there more of a sense of urgency this year as opposed to maybe some previous years?
Let me tell you, in this league, you know, the 32 team has the same urgency, and that's to be to play the last game of the year. I think that's the most important thing. When you say urgency, I think every team that is here this week got the same feeling. Nobody's gotten beat yet. You're trying to find the best player available to make your team, put your team in position to be in the playoff and hopefully win the championship. So that's what it's all about.
It's the first time you're in this role here. What's your biggest point of emphasis?
Well, you know, the good part about it, you know, I think it's the title more than anything. But as far as the people that is doing the job and the people I work with, you know, we just finished, you know, about 14 days of college meetings and about 4 days of a free agent meeting. And I think the people that really do the job, I'm a firm believer that credit goes to the man in the arena. And when you talk about college, it's the guys that's on the road all year. And to hear those guys come back and talk about the players that they've seen and give their report, you know, you feel good about how they look at a player, and we feel good about how we put them on the board. I think Kyle has done a good job with those guys.
When you look at the money being thrown around at quarterbacks now,
I was born too soon.
How important is it to be able to have that cap flexibility that maybe another guy might provide?
Well, you know, I hear about the cap, you know, percentages of cap and all that, man. You know, it's about winning. You know, the guy that played in the Super Bowl was the runner-up in the Super Bowl, I think, makes about $15 million, which is a lot of money. But I think you get to the point that it's about the team. And, yeah, I know, you know, if you add two or three more millions on the 28, the 9 you already have, it's a little more money, a little more tax, too, all that. But when you got a team around you, I think you got to look at the team, too, as a whole and find out how much it's going to take and what this is about. Is this a team sport? I'm not saying giving a hometown discount or anything like that, but I think you got to be real about the team, too, because if you get all the money and you ain't got nobody to play with, what good is playing?
What about other free agents in-house, guys like Trent Murphy, Ryan Grant? Have there been any conversations there?
Oh, no, it's been conversations. One thing about Eric Shaver, he does a tremendous job of keeping in contact with all the guys that the coaches talk about. Ryan is certainly one. Trent Murphy, we're hoping that, you know, coming off that injury, he can do the things that he did before he got hurt. I mean, we basically talk to all the free agents that are on our team at this particular time, some kind of conversation, whether or not it's an offer or let them know, you know, what we think or what have you.
Where do you see the strengths of this year's draft, just kind of position?
Well, running backs, man. There's enough running backs for everybody to get one. I think that's the strongest point on this draft this year is when you look at the number of running backs. And you look at, you know, I look at all these mock drafts and you realize there's only one running back they got most of them have in the first round. So it tells you there's enough running backs to go around.
So how much does that influence what you might do when it comes to free agency, when you know that it's that strong, a position is that strong in the draft?
Well, yeah, you got to think about that. But I don't think the free agent has any impact per se on the draft. I don't think the draft have anything to do with the free agent as much as free agent has to do with the draft. So I think when you look at it today, running backs are not what they used to be back in the day when you say, hey, I got to get that free agent running back, because now running backs are almost by committee. The most important thing is to have two or three good running backs. And I think with this draft and what you already have, if you get a guy in the second, fourth round or what have you, third round, that's a pretty good running back to mix with what you already have. So that's how you look at that situation.
When you look at running back and the skill set that you guys might be looking to acquire, obviously you probably not going to talk about specific players, but what kind of skill set in terms of running back are you guys looking to potentially acquire?
Well, you're looking for one of the best running backs. You know, Jay – you know, you definitely want to look for a guy like a Chris Thompson. Nobody does things as well as Chris, and we're hoping that Chris come back just like he left. You know, he's one of the most dynamic backs in the league for what he can do. So, yeah, you're looking for that runner, but you're also looking for that guy that can play three downs. You know, you don't want to get in committed by a two-down back. You like to have a guy who can play two downs plus the next one down and don't have to come off the field until you give him a break.
Any update with Cravens? Do you expect him to be back?
Well, we hadn't talked to Craven. He's still a member of the football team now. He can't come back till everybody else come back. So a lot of players, the only players that's coming in now, the players that's been injured, coming in to do workouts or what have you. But other than that, none of the players have been in there just to work out.
And he doesn't qualify as someone who was injured despite the post-concussion syndrome?
No, he's been cleared. He's just like any other players. He's been cleared.
Do you anticipate him being on the roster given all the background of what all happened?
That's something that we have to see when everybody comes together, find out what the main situation is, and I think that's something that's going to work itself out one way or the other.
You mentioned running back by committee in a way. Do you feel the same way with wide receiver? I mean, especially the last few drafts, first round guys, wide receiver have kind of struggled to produce or been injured. Is that another situation, especially with the Redskins right now?
I don't think receivers by committee as much as running backs. You want your receivers on the field. You want your receiver to be that threat. And I think Dotson coming off the injury the year before, you know, did some good things, but I think his upside is in front of him. Jameis Crowder didn't have the year that we'd like for him to have, but he came on strong. It's hard to find a guy that can do the things that Crowder does. And quite naturally, we got to find a guy on the outside, you know, that can put some fear in the defenses. Mind and heart sometime, and I think we'll find that guy and work it out, you know. But the thing about Jay's offense, no matter what he has, he'll find a way to make sure that he's gonna pass for over 4,000 yards, and we just got to find a way to have a couple thousand yard rushes.
So with running back, how do you kind of view your current group? I mean, Samaje, Chris is coming off the injury. Just where do things kind of stand there?
We need to upgrade at running back. Ain't no doubt about it. Nobody gonna sit here and sugarcoat the fact that we had a good running game. We average about 1.4 yards a carry, you know. So to say that we good with the running back was not be fair to the team.
And then just what's kind of the tower Trent Williams and Morgan Moses kind of recovering from their surgeries?
You know, it's so unfortunate on the offseason we're going to be without our top four tackles, you know. But the good part about it, talking to Trent the other day, he feels good about where he is. Mark Moses feels good. TJ. Ty Nesecki, you know, the most important thing when we go to training camp, if those guys are ready for training camp, it's good because we don't play until September, and I think that's the most important thing. But some young guys are going to get some work, you know, some valuable work like we did last year. We had all the injuries, and we played so many guys who probably didn't expect to play, but they played and they got some valuable time.
Does the availability that they're not available in OTAs kind of affect what you want to do in the draft, or since they'll be back maybe for training camp?
Oh, well, you know, we got a lot of faith in those guys coming back, so you're not going into the draft thinking about they hurt, because if you draft a guy and they come back healthy, you stuck with 10 tackles and nobody else to play. So, no, I think we're going to be all right from that position.
With pass, obviously, you guys want to have as many pass rushes as you can. He said Junior and Trent are free. So how do you prioritize those guys and, you know, just making sure you keep at least one of them around?
I think we'll find a way to do that. Like I say, Shafe has talked to both parties. I think we still got to wait and see what shakes out. You know, you don't want to overpay. You don't want to underpay. I think if you give a guy an opportunity to see what free agents offer, and if it's within our range, then we go at that guy. Because I think if a guy been here two or three years, he'd rather come back home from where he's been than to leave and go somewhere else for the same money or what have you.
You guys invested in the defensive line last year between McClain and McGee and then the first-round draft pick. Do you feel that unit still needs fortifying?
Oh, we need – the interior D-line need upgrading. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we was giving up 130-some yards a game. from the rush standpoint, I think we got to be able to stop the run. I mean, that's not a secret. And to sit here and say we don't, or that we happy with what we have, I would say that wouldn't be fair. We need to upgrade the interior on that side of the ball.
When you get into these rooms this week with prospects, what are the questions that you like specifically to ask these guys?
Well, you know, most of the information that we have, actually, the scouts come in with a lot of information that a lot of people don't know, and even some of the players don't know you got that information. I think the 15 minutes that you have, you might ask one pertinent question about their family or what have you, but most of it, you want to see how sharp they are from a football standpoint. And, you know, you might ask a guy, you know, if it was a running back, a receiver, quarterback, you know, just call one of your plays for me and draw it up on the board just to see do we have that recall of where he's coming from and how they run that play.
I was just doing a story on one of your games from last year. It was a Monday night game in Kansas City. I'm curious what you remember from that game.
I remember we had a chance to win it, and Josh came down and made a great leap, had the ball in his hand. When he hit the ground, the ball came loose. And I remember that quarterback from Kansas City, that scramble that he had to the right side over there. Those things hurt us because we had a chance to really win the football game.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.